Tempers flared over the noon siren and the upcoming marijuana initiative. But the Nome City Council got down to business Monday night to make important decisions on liquor licenses and a major road project. The state's Alcoholic Beverage Control Board met in Nome on October 8th and granted one new temporary liquor license with another pending. That would bring the total number of active liquor licenses in Nome to 22, and council member Stan Anderson says that's too many in town where so many already complain of alcohol-related problems.
Everybody's complaining about booze, but nobody's complaining about more liquor licenses. The onus is kind of on the city. We have too many liquor licenses. It would be my suggestion that we put a hold on every license that comes up for renewal, and then you got that part of the government.
The council agreed and voted to protest future licenses and direct the city attorney to explore the issue more fully. Since the removal of the old Snake River Bridge, the council has grappled with how to address the limitations of the new bridge, namely poor lighting and a sharp turn onto the bridge for drivers. Conversations with State Department of Transportation officials the past few weeks has left DOT looking for the city to take the lead on what should be prioritized. And the council did just that, deciding to focus future funding money on the large-scale realignment of the Center Creek Road, often called the Jail Road. Here's Councilmember Matt Culley.
With the realignment of Center Creek, we get rid of the majority of the turning radius issues, but everybody needs to understand that this will probably not be seen for a while. $2 million is not a lot. We're asking for a fairly significant scope here. I'd be surprised if you see this in the next 10 years.
With decisions made on liquor licenses and Center Creek Road, the council moved on to other business, namely an ordinance formally opposing ballot measure 2. The vote on next week's ballot that, if approved, would legalize the use and sale of marijuana for adults statewide. Presented by Mayor Denise Michaels, who was not at Monday night's meeting, the resolution would have also, quote, urged voters to defeat the measure. Before the city council could even consider the resolution, though, Councilmember Culley shot it down on principle.
It's not the city council's place to tell people how to vote. And one of the nice things about this country is our voting is private when you want to sit in there. So to have this brought in front of the council where it's no one's business how we vote on it. And it's also not our place to tell anybody else how to vote.
Culley motioned to remove the resolution, effectively killing it. The council agreed with little discussion. Later in the meeting, Nome Police Chief John Papsidora took the podium, lambasting the council for shooting down the measure without serious discussion.
I feel it's my responsibility to speak up a little bit about the resolution that got quashed tonight. This initiative is not a good thing for the state of Alaska. I got nothing against anybody smoking a little bit of weed in their house. It's not against the law. It's authorized by case law. I do have a problem with having your pot shop on your corner where your kids can go or where you can go or where anybody can go to buy marijuana. And some of the stuff that we've failed to take a look at is the impacts on what's going to happen to our community if, in fact, this initiative does pass. This is a community that has a substance abuse problem. It's not getting any better. I was encouraged that the council came out tonight against additional liquor licenses. I'm discouraged that you won't stand up against this initiative.
The council and the chief left it there. It's now up for voters to decide on the marijuana initiative on Tuesday's election. But another issue rang out before the meeting ended. Council member Stan Anderson sounded off against the city's practice of ringing the noon siren. He wants the practice to end, and he's ready to take legal action.
Everybody thinks they're great, but you don't live next to them. If I have to file a lawsuit against the city, I'll do it. But the end result is hopefully that no siren whatsoever. Not that I don't trust government, but I'm leading with the lawsuit.
Other council members, along with Chief Papsidora, argued the sirens were necessary for the public and feared they wouldn't be working when needed if not tested daily. But Anderson was not dissuaded and said he plans to move forward with the lawsuit. The council then convened in a closed executive session to discuss, quote, emerging issues that may have an adverse impact on city finances. Their next meeting is set for Monday, November 10th.